This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're ditching the whole ballroom thing for your wedding. Bold move. You want something that actually, you know, reflects who you two are as a couple, not just like some generic Pinterest wedding.
Right.
And you sent us a ton of info on this Hearth House venue,
yeah,
website, articles, even vendor lists. And honestly, it looks pretty damn cool from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like they're going for a specific vibe.
Okay, so walk me through this. What is the vibe? What are we talking about?
They call it like rustic modern elegance, but with like a huge emphasis on personalization.
Okay.
So it's not like they're trying to fit you into their preset box, you know?
I love that.
They want you to make the space yours, which is pretty awesome.
Okay, so no cookie cutter weddings here.
No, not at all.
I like it. All right, so give me the lowdown. What's the space like? What are we working with?
First off, they can handle anywhere from 25 guests to 250 guests.
Okay, so pretty good range.
Yeah, so elopements, micro weddings, a full-blown bash. They can do it all.
Love the flexibility.
Yeah, and the spaces are, I mean, they're pretty stunning. Like, you walk in and you're like, whoa, okay. Exposed beams, you know, stone fireplaces, and the views are like those Colorado mountain views. Like, it's incredible.
Okay, stop. I'm sold on the views alone.
Yeah.
But break down the spaces for me. What do they have?
Okay, so for the reception, they have this grand hearth room.
Okay.
High ceilings, huge fireplace, the whole nine yards. And then for ceremonies, you've got the Colorado courtyard. So outdoor ceremonies, you know, with the mountains as your backdrop.
Okay, that's badass. I love that.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got the ceremony, you've got the reception. What about cocktails?
Oh, they have this great Mountain View terrace. It's like an outdoor patio, also with the fireplace because, you know, Colorado.
To Colorado, right.
Yeah. So perfect for like, you know, pre-ceremony drinks or just kind of like soaking in the scenery.
I love that. Oh. Okay, and what about getting ready? Do they have like a bridal suite?
Oh, yeah. They have a bridal suite. They have a groom's lounge. They even have a family room.
A family room.
Yeah, which is kind of awesome.
I love that. Okay, so they've thought of everything.
They really have.
Space is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Vibes are immaculate. Now let's talk money. What kind of packages do they offer?
They have four main packages.
Okay.
You've got the all-inclusive. You've got the DIY package for the control freaks out there.
Love that.
Simply Wed, which is for micro weddings.
Okay.
And then, get this, Wed Him on a Whim.
Wait, hold on. Wedding on a whim. What is that?
Okay, so that's for like the couples who are like, we're eloping. We're doing this in the next 120 days.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. But also, that could get expensive, right? Like last minute.
Actually, it's designed to be a steal.
Really?
Yeah, you can save anywhere from like $500 to $3,500.
Oh, damn. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So it's like they want to make last minute magic happen, you know?
I love that. Okay. Let's back up a little bit.
Yeah.
All-inclusive package. What does that include? And is it actually all-inclusive or are there hidden fees? You know what I mean?
It's funny you say that because they claim to be more affordable than a lot of DIY weddings.
Really?
Yeah. Even with everything included. So you get access to their network of vendors, a day of coordinator. They even have this like something borrowed decor closet. So like,
yeah,
you know, ceremony arbor, centerpieces, all that good stuff.
So you're not starting from scratch.
No.
They have stuff for you already.
Exactly. So it's like a turnkey solution, which, you know, if you're busy, it could be pretty great.
I love that. Less stress, more fun.
Exactly.
Okay. But what about the control freaks out there? What does the DIY package look like?
Okay. So DIY package, you are in control. You pick your own vendors. You personalize the decor. It's your vision. Like, they're not going to micromanage you.
Okay.
They provide like the basics, like tables, chairs, some basic decor. And they'll offer guidance if you need it, but they really want you to have the freedom to do your own thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the Simply Wed package? That's for the smaller weddings, right?
Yeah. That's for the micro wedding. So like 25 to 75 a guest.
Okay.
And you get like 6 hours of venue use, catering for up to 25 people, but you can add more.
Okay.
Decor, furnishings, day of coordinator. It's really all about just creating a beautiful, intimate experience without all the like fuss of a big wedding.
Okay. So they have a package for everyone.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. But let's be real. What's it going to cost me?
Okay. So money talk. They have, like most venues, they have peak season and off-season pricing.
Of course.
Peak season is May through October plus December.
Okay.
And during peak season, weekdays are $4,000 for 10 hours, Friday and Sunday, $5,000 for 12 hours, and Saturdays are $6,000 for 12 hours.
Oof. Okay, so Saturdays in peak season, that's a splurge. What about off season?
Off-season is where you're going to save some money.
Okay.
Weekdays are $3,000, Fridays and Sundays are $4,000, and Saturdays are $5,000.
Okay, so still not cheap, but definitely better than peak season.
Oh, much better. And there's another way to save some money too.
Okay, tell me.
They are BYOB.
Oh, bless up.
Yeah.
Okay, that is huge.
Huge money saver.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about their family favorite vendor list.
Yes.
What is that?
So they have this list of vendors that they trust and recommend.
Okay.
So it's kind of like their A team.
So it's like a one-stop shop for all your wedding needs.
Yeah, pretty much. You've got florists, DJs, caterers, photographers, officiants, all that good stuff.
That's awesome. But do I have to use their vendors or can I bring my own?
They definitely encourage you to use their preferred vendors, but you can bring in your own with prior approval.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
So they're not like totally strict about it.
Exactly. It's just, making sure everyone kind of meets their standards.
Right, because you don't want some rando showing up to your wedding.
Exactly. You don't need that
Oh,
stress.
you don't. Okay, so it sounds like they really give you options.
They do.
Like, they try to make it easy for you, but they also give you the freedom to do your own thing.
Yeah, it's your day.
I love that.
They want it to be yours.
All right, so
Yeah.
we've covered the venue, the vibes, the packages, and even their preferred vendors. In the next part of our deep dive, we're going to take a closer look at those family favorite vendors. We'll compare price points and see if they actually live up to the hype. Stay tuned.
All right, you ready to dig into these family favorite vendors?
Hit me with it.
Like, let's see if they actually live up to the hype.
Yeah.
So, food, booze, music, like those are kind of the essentials,
The
right?
Holy Trinity.
Exactly.
Okay, food first. What kind of caterers are we looking at?
Okay, so pretty diverse list,
Wait,
actually.
I got
Everything from like casual barbecue to like fancy pants, fine dining. So you've got Picnic Basket, Buffalo Gals, Cravings, Bird Dog, Broken Bones, La Casa Fiesta. I mean, they run the gamut.
Hold on, hold on. Broken Bones.
Yeah.
What? That's
I
amazing.
crave barbecue. Like, come on.
Okay, what about dietary restrictions?
That is a really good question. Honestly, that's something you're going to want to like double check with each caterer directly. Because Hearth House doesn't actually get into specifics on their website.
Okay.
So, make sure they can handle gluten-free, vegan, all that good stuff.
Yeah, nobody wants a hangry guest at their wedding.
No.
Okay, so booze, tell me there are some craft breweries on this list. Come on.
Well, remember, it's BYOB.
Oh, that's
So you
right.
bring in your own booze, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
You can literally have like a craft beer bar,
I love that.
whatever you want, signature cocktails, go
Yeah, this
crazy.
is your wedding. You do you. Okay, music. What are we working with here?
Okay, so they have all-star DJs, elite DJ and entertainment. They even have a bagpiper.
A bagpiper. Okay, now that's an entrance.
I know, right?
I'm here for it.
But yeah, so I mean, most couples probably go for a DJ.
Right.
And the reviews for All Star and Elite are actually pretty good.
Okay.
Like, people seem to really appreciate their professionalism, their ability to like read the crowd and play the right music.
That's key. Okay, so it's not just like, the cheesy wedding playlist on repeat.
No. They know what they're doing.
All right, so we've got the DJ, but what about anything else, like photo booths, live music?
So they do have Wild 'N Out Entertainment, which seems to do like DJ services and photo booths.
Okay.
But for live music, I think you're probably gonna have to look outside of Loft.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So they have the basics, but there's still room for you to like bring in your own people.
Right, exactly.
Love that.
Okay, now let's move on to like the visuals.
Okay.
Florists, photographers, even chalkboard and calligraphy artists, which is apparently a thing now.
Wait. Chalkboard and calligraphy?
Yeah.
Like what? For real?
Yeah, it's for like signage, seating charts,
Okay.
personalized place cards.
That's actually kind of cool.
It's a nice touch.
Okay, I like it.
All right,
Bottom.
flowers.
Yes, flowers.
So down the aisle by Maria, Flintwood Floral, Sweetwater Flower Market, they all seem to have a really strong online presence, like beautiful arrangements,
Oh, wait.
everything from like romantic garden style bouquets to more modern and minimalist
So
stuff.
there's like a range, there's something for everyone.
Yeah. Pretty much. All right, photographers, this is a big one.
Yeah, because those views, those mountain views, you've got to have a good photographer to capture them.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Right?
So they've got Allison Easterling, Epoch Moment Photography, Tina Joyner.
Hold on. Epoch Moment. They shot my friend's wedding last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and her photos were incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. See, word of mouth is the best.
It really is. Okay, so we've got food, we've got booze, we've got music, we've got flowers, we've got photography. What else is on this magical list?
Okay, so they've got officiants if you need someone to, make it legal.
Right.
They have cake and dessert vendors. They even have transportation options.
Wait, transportation? Like what?
Yeah, like they have Gray Line shuttle, Monument limousine, even like Lyft and Uber. So
Okay.
it's like, making sure your guests can get there and back safely.
Especially with the BYOB situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so they thought of literally everything.
They really
All
have.
right, so we've pretty much gone through the whole family favorite vendor list. Any like final thoughts before we, wrap up this section?
Yeah, I think, it's the key takeaway here is just that they've curated a really diverse group of vendors,
Yeah.
like something for everyone.
And they all meet their standards.
Right.
So you know you're not getting some
Objective.
like rando.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So we've covered the venue, we've covered the packages, we've covered the vendors. Now it's time to put it all together.
Yeah.
In the final part of our deep dive, we're going to answer the big question: is Hearth House Venue the perfect fit for your wedding? All right, so we've gone through pretty much everything about Hearth House,
Yeah,
right?
we've covered it all.
The vibe, the space, the packages, the vendors.
Yeah.
But the big question is this the place for you? Is this where you're going to say, I do?
That's the ultimate question, right?
Right.
Like, we can tell you all the facts and figures, but it really comes down to your gut feeling. Like, does this place feel like you as a couple?
Right, because it's your wedding, not ours.
Exactly.
So let's do a little visualization exercise.
Okay.
Close your eyes for a second and picture yourself at your wedding at Hearth House. What do you see?
Yeah, like, are you picturing a reception in that grand hearth room with the like massive fireplace roaring?
Right.
Or maybe like a smaller, more intimate ceremony out in the Colorado courtyard with the mountains as your backdrop?
Or maybe you're eloping on a Tuesday with just you, your partner, and a photographer.
Yeah.
It's your day, so make it yours.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of Hearth House, is that they can handle all of that.
Right.
Like, they're not trying to pigeonhole you into one specific style or
I
size.
love that.
It's just like, here's this amazing foundation, build your dream on top of it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Okay, but practicality is important too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, can your guests actually get there? Does it fit in your budget?
Yeah, and don't forget those like less glamorous details. Parking, accessibility,
Think so.
bathrooms.
So important.
Yeah, like that stuff can really make or break your day, even if the venue's like drop dead gorgeous.
It really can. Okay, so you've visualized your dream wedding at Hearth House. You've thought about the practical stuff. What's the verdict? Does it feel right?
If your heart is doing a little dance and your head's nodding along, then I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, I love that. But even if you're not totally convinced, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is just the beginning of your venue search.
Exactly. And there are so many amazing places out there.
There really are.
Go back to their website, look at the photos, read the reviews, and schedule a tour.
Yeah, a tour is a game changer.
Oh my God, it really is.
You can see how the light hits the space. You can imagine your ceremony setup. You can check out the bridal suite.
Yeah, you meet the team, you can feel the vibe, like, are these your people?
Exactly, because at the end of the day, it's not just about the pretty spaces, it's about the people who are going to help you make this day happen.
So true.
So if Hearth House ends up being the one, amazing. If not, that's totally fine too. You'll find the perfect place.
Exactly.
And you know where to find us when you're ready to deep dive into the next one.
Yes.
Until then, happy planning.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The
it.
Engaged as Fuck Podcast.